The fact that theme parks and bowling alleys have been conspicuous victims of the economic shutdown has underscored how popular they remain. Disney World's winning struggle to reopen its plague-ridden Florida this month was a major economic event. Fast food, another 1950s signature, is similarly preeminent, and the coronavirus has re-emphasized its most iconic form, the hamburger served to the car window. McDonald's, America's favorite restaurant now as then, collected 70% of its revenues from drive-thrus even before the pandemic made them more popular. Pent up in suburbia, where a third of Americans lived in 1960 and over half live today, families have been rediscovering the 1950s combination of board games before the kids go to bed and cocktails afterwards, and sometimes before, unless that is a British version. Sales of Scrabble, patented in 1948, and liquor are through the roof. With flying not advised, many are also taking vintage holidays. Lexington is currently on a family road trip in New England, an undertaking synonymous with the 1950s, which also helps explain why the decade's culture is so enduring. Millions made for America's beaches and parks back then because they suddenly had the means to do so. 1950 was the first year the average household owned a car. The country's two most famous bears, Smokey, a wildfire orphaned cub who became a sensation in 1950, and Yogi, who hit televisions in 1958, were also alluring. And whereas citizens of drearier rich countries have been liberated by foreign holidays, America's vast backyard remains too wonderful to be supplanted. Americans are much less likely to travel abroad than rich Asians or Europeans, not only, or mostly, because they are afraid to, but because they don't need to. This rationale has helped preserve the recreational culture of the 1950s. It is especially evident in the state parks that have provided an alternative to shuttered pools this summer. Generally smaller, more accessible, and more crowded than national parks, many were converted from forestry land around the 1950s, and they retain, with their roped-off swimming lakes and pedalos, a distinctive mid-century feel. After a summer of surveying America from such vintage vantages, your columnist has these reflections.